Lesson number 9. Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 through 16. Introduction. Matthew 5 through 7 records a sermon the Savior gave at the beginning of his ministry. It has become known as the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 through 16 records the Savior's teachings about principles that lead to happiness. The Savior also commanded his disciples to set a righteous example. Note: Fundamentals of Gospel Teaching and Learning. Each scripture-based lesson in seminary focuses on a scripture block, rather than on a particular concept, theme, doctrine, or principle. As teachers and students study these scripture blocks sequentially, they will be able to implement many of the fundamentals of gospel teaching and learning, such as understanding context and content, identifying, understanding, and feeling the truth and importance of gospel doctrines and principles, and applying doctrines and principles. Suggestions for teaching. Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 through 12. The Savior begins the Sermon on the Mount by teaching the Beatitudes. Write the following questions on the board. Are you happy? Why or why not? Invite students to ponder, or write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals, how they would respond to these questions. You may want to tell students that they will not have to share their answers with the class. Ask a student to read aloud the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency. Quote, "So often we get caught up in the illusion that there is something just beyond our reach that would bring us happiness. A better family situation, a better financial situation, or the end of a challenging trial. External circumstances don't really matter or determine our happiness. We determine our happiness." End quote. From Of Regrets and Resolutions, Ensign Orleahona, November 2012. What do you think the phrase, "we determine our happiness," means? Why is this important to know? Explain that as the Savior began his ministry, he gave a sermon near the Sea of Galilee. This sermon is often called the Sermon on the Mount, and is recorded in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. In this sermon, the Savior explained what we can do to be truly happy, regardless of our external circumstances. Invite students to scan Matthew chapter 5 verses 3 through 11 silently, looking for words that are repeated at the beginning of each verse. Ask students to report what they find. Invite a student to read Matthew 5:3, footnote A, aloud, and ask the class to look for what the word blessed means. What does the word blessed mean? Explain that because blessed translates from the Latin word beatus, meaning to be fortunate or happy, these verses are commonly called the Beatitudes. Provide each student with a copy of the following chart. Point out that in addition to the verses containing the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, the chart contains two references to 3rd Nephi. These references are part of a sermon Jesus Christ gave during his ministry among the Nephites that is similar to the Sermon on the Mount. The references in 3rd Nephi provide greater understanding of the corresponding scripture passages in Matthew 5. Please refer to the chart on the bottom of page 29 and on the top of page 30 in Lesson 9. Divide students into 8 groups and assign each group one of the Beatitudes listed on the chart. If you don't have enough students to form 8 groups, consider assigning more than one Beatitude to a group. Invite students to prepare a short presentation about their assigned Beatitude or Beatitudes. They should include the following activities in their presentation. You may want to write these instructions on the board or create a handout for reference. Number 1. Invite a classmate to read the verse or verses aloud and identify the blessing we are promised for living that beatitude. Number 2. Using the verse and the information in the chart, explain what we must do to receive the promised blessing. Number 3. Invite the class to suggest specific ways we can live according to this beatitude. Number 4. Explain how living according to this beatitude can bring us happiness. You may also want to share an experience that illustrates the truth you have taught, as well as your testimony of that truth. After sufficient time, invite each group to present its assigned beatitude or beatitudes to the class. After students have finished presenting, point out that the beatitudes teach about attributes of Jesus Christ, and that by living them, we can become more like Him. Based on what you have learned in Matthew 5, what will happen to us as we develop these and other Christ-like attributes? Though they may use different words, students should identify the following principle. As we develop Christ-like attributes, we will find increased happiness. Write this principle on the board. Consider sharing your testimony of this principle. Remind students of the questions concerning their happiness that they pondered at the beginning of the lesson. Invite students to seek greater happiness by choosing one of the attributes listed in the Beatitudes and setting a goal to develop that attribute. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Jesus Christ instructs His disciples to set a righteous example. Ask students to think of someone they know, such as a family member or friend, who could be blessed by drawing nearer to Heavenly Father. As students continue to study Matthew 5, invite them to look for principles that can guide them as they try to help this person. Display a container of salt and pour out a small amount into a bowl. In what ways can salt be useful? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Carlos E. Acey of the 70. Ask the class to listen for some of the uses of salt. Quote, "Good salt is clean, pure, uncontaminated, and useful. In this state or condition, salt will preserve, flavor, heal, and perform other useful functions." End quote. From Salt of the Earth, Savor of Men and Saviors of Men, Ensign May 1980. Invite students to read Matthew 5:13 silently, looking for whom the Savior likened to salt. To whom did the Savior liken salt? His disciples. In what ways do disciples of Jesus Christ demonstrate the same characteristics as good salt? According to verse 13, what happens when salt loses its savor? Explain that the word savor refers not only to salt's flavor, but also to its unique qualities that make it a healing and preserving agent. What causes salt to lose its savor? Salt loses its savor when it mixes with other materials and becomes contaminated. Pour other material, such as dirt, into the bowl, and mix the salt and other elements together. What happens to salt's usefulness when it is mixed with other materials? As disciples of Jesus Christ, what can cause us to lose our savor, or the Christ-like qualities that allow us to be a blessing to others? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following principle. Becoming contaminated by the sins of the world can prevent us from being a blessing to others. Write this principle on the board. What can we do to retain or regain our savor? Note, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 is a scripture mastery passage. Studying scripture mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark scripture mastery passages in a distinctive way so that they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. For an explanation of scripture mastery and a list of additional activities to help students master these selected passages, see the appendix of this manual. Display a candle. Do not light the candle. Invite a student to read Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Savior compared His disciples to a candle. What are Christ's disciples asked to do with their light? What does it mean to let your light shine? What will our good works lead others to do? Explain that, among other things, the phrase, quote, "to glorify your Father which is in heaven," end quote, from verse 16, means to give praise and honor to God through word or action. What principle can we learn from verses 14 through 16 about how our righteous example can influence others? Students may use other words, but make sure they identify the following principle. Our righteous example can encourage others to draw nearer to Heavenly Father. Write this principle on the board. When has someone set a righteous example that has helped you draw nearer to Heavenly Father? Encourage students to ponder what they can do to be a better example to their family and friends. Review the principles that were identified and written on the board in this lesson. Write the words start, stop, and continue on the board. Invite students to evaluate their lives and choose one thing they could start doing, one thing they could stop doing, and one thing they could continue doing to apply these principles in their lives. Scripture Mastery, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Explain that throughout the year, students will focus on 25 Scripture Mastery passages, including Matthew 5, 14 through 16. These passages will help them understand and explain basic doctrines of the gospel. The 25 Scripture Mastery references are listed on the back of the seminary bookmark for the New Testament. Explain that mastering Scripture passages includes being able to locate, understand, apply, and memorize them. To help students memorize this passage, invite them to recite it several times in their minds and then aloud to a classmate. You may want to have the class recite this passage aloud at the beginning or end of each class period during the next week.